If you're going on a fishing trip, should you take a gun? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I was talking with old friend and excellent outdoorsman Chad Hood about his salmon fishing trip to Alaska, where he had to share his space with a big number of brown bears who are also fishing. I asked him if he had brought a gun for safety.
I don't find it personally as a requirement where others may not leave sight of a gun in 10 days out in the woods. It's just, I think you can get to where you need to be for safety without the need of a gun if you know what you're doing out there.
But I do know that Chad had a canister of bear spray permanently attached to his hip. And I remember doing a story on a guy that made bear spray, and his claim was that it was even safer than using a gun in a threatening circumstance with a bear.
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably for most users, it probably is, because you hear about even in people in an urban setting, you know, when you have to defend yourself, you're really not a very good shot and you make poor choices. And I would think it'd be very similar with the gun, is that unless you have been in those situations a lot, you're probably going to miss, or you're going to wing a bear and it's going to still eat you or kill you if that's what it's intent on doing. Whereas the bear spray, I think you got a little more room for error. And hey, no matter what you do, there's always a risk going out there, and you just got to do your best to keep that risk minimal.
Good safety advice from a pro. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.